grim for farmers in the drier parts of the Northwest later this season. The governors of Washington and Oregon have declared drought emergencies in more than 5 counties, and the feds have committed to making drought aid available. Experts warn that some farmers' water could be shut off earlier in the season. The low snowpack could also be bad news for salmon. The fish rely on cold runoff from melting snow to supplement the rivers where they spawn in the late summer and early fall. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.
And you heard Ashley's reporting right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years, helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report, and we'll have that weather broadcast in just a second. U.S. consumers spent slightly more in February following 2 straight monthly declines. The Commerce Department today says that consumer spending edged up 0.1% last month, following declines of 0.2% in both January and December. Consumer spending generates more than 2/3 of U.S. economic output. The average price of a gallon of regular gasoline was $2.22 in February, up from $2.12 in January, but down from $3.36 in February of 2014. Americans appear to be holding the money they're saving on gasoline. The personal savings rate was 5.8% in February, and that's the highest level since the end of 2012. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 131,172 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations during the 2014-15 marketing year. And the marketing year for corn began September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 17,852, is up 226 points. The NASDAQ, 4,362, up 36. And the S&P 500 is 2,070, and it is up 18 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A warming trend is underway across the lower parts of the Midwest, where we were quite cold during the weekend, but it looks like soil temperatures will begin to respond to the warmer air temperatures, and we'll see the stage set for at least some field work possible as we move forward in time. The big question is, will we be able to dry out enough to support that process? Well, the forecast does not offer much precipitation for the region right away, but as we get into the middle and latter parts of this week, conditions will deteriorate again and will likely run into some potential for precipitation coming and going across the region. The question is, just how significant will each rain event be? Will it be enough to set us out of the fields for extended periods, or will the warmth help to get us into the fields in between rain events? And the answer to that question is that most likely our warmest weather will occur over the next 2 or 3 days, and then after that a milder bias will probably with us, so it won't be so good in the sense of getting us to dry down well between rain events. It'll be a difficult process because the temperatures won't be quite as warm as they will be over these next few days. We are expecting to see the afternoon highs today to peak out mostly in the 50s and 60s across a big part of the Midwest, but 70 degree readings will occur in the Missouri River Valley and areas out to the west. In fact, some of hard red winter wheat country will see 80 degree temperatures this afternoon. In contrast, some 40 degree readings will occur across parts of Michigan and northeastern Ohio. Tomorrow, the warm up will continue across the lower parts of the Midwest, with 60s and lower 70s expected in many areas in the Ohio River Valley, and we'll expect to see the temperatures again warm as we go into Wednesday and Thursday of this week, and at that time, those 2 days, we may see temperatures get up into the 70s in a more significant manner across areas from southern Illinois to southern Ohio and southward into Kentucky, including parts of Missouri. Well, the warmth will help to accelerate drying, but we are going to have to deal with a chance for some increasing rain potentials for the region. Our first opportunity for for rain will begin as we go into the day on Wednesday as a cool front starts to push through the western Corn Belt. And that cool front will push right across the Mississippi River Valley area as we get into Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. Showers and thunderstorms will occur as that frontal system pushes through the region, and the precipitation will impact most of the eastern and lower parts of the Midwest as we move on into the day on Thursday. Rainfall with this event will vary greatly across the region. You'll see a lot of quarter to three-quarter inch amounts and some local totals getting up over an inch, and that'll be enough to set back field work for a little while, obviously. But with all the warmth that occurs ahead of this, there may be some field work that takes place just before that for those few folks that want to risk planting before the insurance dates have arrived. And it looks as though the next system after that, which occurs here during midweek, will show itself as we get into the early part of next week. We'll see another storm system, another frontal boundary beginning to impact the region late Sunday into Monday across the heart of the Midwest. Moisture totals will be light with that event, but it's followed immediately by another frontal system, and the two systems combined will make it plenty wet. In fact, some areas in the Ohio River Basin could see some 1 to 2 inch rains and something greater perhaps, and we'll keep a close eye on that event. Again, that's early next week. After that, there'll be another short-term break in precipitation, and who knows, looks like the odds are fairly good we'll run into more precipitation at the end of next week. And after all, it is spring, and this is not all that unusual. We'll expect, though, to see the temperatures at night to fall back into a seasonable range of 30s and 40s coming up over the next two or three nights. It looks like as we get into Thursday morning, the lows will be in the 40s, perhaps even the 50s across parts of the region just ahead of that next storm system, and then we'll cool down again as we get into the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With more than 145 years of experience, Busey understands the benefits healthy businesses provide the local economy, proudly partnering with the business community since 1868. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading, and everything on my screen is in green today. Hard red winter May wheat is 572 and a quarter, up 19 and a quarter. July, 576 and a quarter, up 18 and a half. Soft May wheat, 524, up 16 and a quarter, now 16. July, 526 and three quarters, up 14 and three quarters. May corn, 392 and a half, up 2 and a half. July, 401 and a half, up 2 and a half. December, 417 and a half, up 2 and three quarters. May soybeans, 975 and three quarters, up 8 and a half. July, 980 and a quarter, up 8. November, 955, now 54 and three quarters, up 6. May soybean meal, 324.60, up 320. May soybean oil, 30.85, and it is up 25 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Boy, we've had a little bit of a ride to the upside in the corn market since about the middle of the month, and I don't know, does that look like an up flag to you? What does that look like?
Well, we continue to battle some upward resistance here. You know, we got the 100-day moving average moving across May corn right at that 396 mark. That was the high there we set last Wednesday, and the market backed off a little bit there, last Thursday, and then the market backed off a little bit there late in the week, and we continue to run into some pretty stiff resistance here. You know, 393 so far today is kind of trying to hold us a little bit. That was the tough resistance we couldn't quite get through for most part of the earlier part of the month of March. So kind of right up here against the mark once again, Dave, and we'll have to see how we close once again. And then probably tomorrow, with the report numbers out tomorrow, probably makes today's market action probably fairly mute, because most likely the reaction in the market tomorrow is going to probably break us out of this recent range
okay.
one way or the other.
So let's look at new crop corn then for a moment, which is now 416 and three quarters. The resistance has been around the 420 mark. Do you think that we could get a violent enough reaction to maybe even try 430 tomorrow at some point right after report and then come on back down?
Well, it depends on what the numbers are going to say. It depends on maybe how we act today, too. If we build some of this in here early, I think a lot of attention going to be paid on those acreage reports. I think it's a good reminder once again to continue to have offers again. We got a lot of grain to buy here, both old crop and new crop. So if these are close to your targets here, I think you got to have those offers in ahead of time because, you know, like you mentioned, sometimes we see that violent reaction right at that 11 o'clock mark, and then the market tries to calm down a little bit, and sometimes you miss those opportunities. So it's a good reminder to get some of those offers in ahead of the report tomorrow.
Yeah, you want to look for a potentially good fill. I think on the soybeans, I think folks are really eyeing that in Novi's, that 934, and wondering whether or not that will hold.
Yeah, you know, that's probably the bigger question mark we got tomorrow is most expecting bean acres to be higher tomorrow. But if you look at the range of guesses, there's a pretty wide range of just what kind of increase we're going to have. So that's going to play a lot into what November beans do tomorrow. You know, a couple weeks we got down into that 940 area. We're able to hold that and bounce out. And, you know, now we're kind of in the midpoint of the range here the last couple weeks. So, you know, how big that acres increase tomorrow is going to dictate a lot of what November beans do here the rest of the week, Dave.
Well, if you get the report ahead of time, anytime today, don't forget to call me.
You'll be the first person I call, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron. Right, have a good day. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Let's see how the market is trading. May corn, 393 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. July, 401 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. December, 417, up 2 1/4. May soybeans, 975 and three quarters, up 8 1/2. July, 979 and three quarters, up 7 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.